In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, it's a Friday on a Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling? What are you laughing about?
I'm smiling because I'm feeling pretty good, Spike Lee. Jackie Baseball?
Yeah.
Just want both of y'all to know.
Yeah.
I love you guys, and I'm thankful for you.
Oh,
how
man.
How about you, boy?
Come on.
Appreciate you, Ike.
Yeah.
See, they didn't know I was going to do that.
Yeah, I just threw that at them.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I love you too. I'm thankful for you guys too.
Now we can tell love each other too. We love each other.
Yes, yes. Love you, the listener, not as much as I love these guys, but it's up there.
Considering the spec we just did.
Oh, yes.
Someone said we're closer than ever.
Yep. Look, we care about each other's performance. That's all we have to say.
There you go.
As I said,
Ike never took performance enhancers while on the field.
Look, man, it's legal in some places. It's not legal on the field. All right. As I said, a Friday show on a Wednesday, basically. We're doing a lot of our Friday stuff because we're not here tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving. Not here on Friday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. So Nick Kostos will join us at 2:40 so you can lay down all your Thanksgiving bets. He's got some picks for you.
I need him.
3 o'clock, Sheil Kapadia joins us. 3:30, Tornado Shapiro is going to attempt a game day forecast 5 days out, which I'm sure will be excellent, I imagine. Baldy joins us at 4. Tommy down the shore, 4:40. Top 5 of 5. Our picks later. It is a big, big, big show.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around this morning, Ike, and I'm trying to think about, what are we going to talk about on the show today? And I'm thinking about Sunday's game against the Ravens. Tough game. I think Eagles 2.5-point underdogs. And I think to myself, and I know how you're going to react to this, but I think to myself, this might be a good game for the Eagles to lose. Now, I won't be rooting for them to lose. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that I think this would be a good game for them to lose. And here's how I came here. First, I don't think they're winning out. And truthfully, even if they do win out, I think that creates a whole other set of stressors. Concerns that...
we never know how to handle success,
man. We're due for a loss. So I don't think they're winning out. If you lose here... it does a couple of things. First of all, it keeps you grounded, right? It keeps the team from believing all the publicity because, you know, over the last week or so, not only has it been this is a real Super Bowl contender, the running back is the MVP, blah, blah, blah. So you lose this one. Maybe you don't believe your own hype. The other thing it does is it gives you enough time left in the season where if the Ravens expose weaknesses that we have, we can address those and get those back on track. It's early enough in the season where I think if those things get exposed now, it gives us a better chance to address them. Also, it's an AFC game rather than an NFC team. So if I'm going to lose to one of the teams remaining, I'd rather it be an NFC team or an AFC team rather. Again, I want them to win the game, but I think in the grand scheme of things, I'm sitting here thinking this game on Sunday might be a good game for the Eagles to lose.
Yeah, this is speaking like a foreign language right now. I don't even understand what you're saying. In all honesty, I guess your premise is okay. Like, it's not far-fetched. It's not ridiculous.
So you see it. You see it.
You
see it. Yes, you do.
No. What? Listen, I can understand the whole, if we're going to take a loss,
yep,
you'd rather it be here than somewhere else.
Right.
I get that's what you're saying.
Yes.
I say no.
You don't want it.
No. And I got several reasons.
Okay.
A, we're rolling right now.
Yep.
We're chasing down the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford to lose a game. I don't even know who Detroit plays. Oh, they play Chicago tomorrow.
Right.
Tricky.
Division game.
Yeah, pay attention to my FanDuel reads. Hey, you might want to go Chicago plus the points in that one. Just saying. Detroit has struggled at home.
Yep.
Thanksgiving.
They've lost five straight Thanksgiving games.
There you go. So there's a little bit of that there. I'm saying, and you could get a loss tomorrow from the Lions. This favors what you're saying from a if you're going to lose, this is where you can lose that. But here's why I don't want to do it. You're chasing down the Lions, and quite frankly, not solely for this reason. I want to win, but you're going up against two guys you're battling for MVP and Offensive Player of the Year. You got that going as well. So you lose that battle. You lose that battle if you lose the game for the most part.
Can I play devil's advocate on this, on that one?
Sure.
Good. Because the only thing that I want them to care about is because we can get wrapped up in MVP.
Well, that's what I'm wrapped up in.
I know. But I would say good. Let them focus on winning.
He's saying don't worry about it. I knew you would go there.
Yep.
I know you would go there.
You're right.
You know, as long as Embiid got his MVP, we don't need to worry about Saquon getting him one. Right? You know, so it's all good. No, I say that to say in all seriousness, I'm looking at this team playing well right now, and you're chasing down the number one seed. You're chasing down the number one seed. And here's the other thing. From people like yourself and Fritz in there, I know you guys want the team to win, so I'm not doubting whether or not you want the team to be successful. But there's still questions in the back of your minds as to really how good the team is.
Sure.
And losing this game validates those concerns and says, yeah, see, we're not there yet. We're not as good as them. He's not as good as them. This is where we're at. So part of me says this is a matchup that I want to win because I don't want to hear that.
Okay, that's fair.
So these are all, it's not like a loss is going to end the Eagles season or anything of that. So I'm not going to, it's not that dramatic or that drastic. But when you're looking at small things, different nuggets that you sort of want to accomplish with this game, because it's a great matchup, best matchup of the weekend, these are things that stay tilted in the Eagles' favor. And right now, as an Eagles fan, feels good to be the toast of the town. It feels good to be the talk of national television, because quite frankly, these are the same people that was trashing the team the first month of the season. Saying the coach was going to get fired. Saying, I don't know how many clips I've seen from the offseason. People like Nick Wright and Colin Cowherd. Oh, you signed Saquon Barkley. Worst move of the offseason. How do you sign a running back? What is that? It's wasting money. Like, all these people got to eat crow right now. And we're on a crow-eating revenge tour. Being led by Saquon Barkley. And yes, I'm being petty, Mr. Freight Train to Pettiness. Yes, yeah, yes.
That is me.
I'm being petty and wanting my team to win this game for those reasons also. Like, yes, I want to get another win. I want to stay in contention with Detroit. But yes, these are the other reasons why I also want them to win this game Sunday.
215-592-9494. Do you agree, as you should, that it would be a good thing if the Eagles win on Sunday? And I'll tell you this, again, to play devil's advocate to what you just said, is that this team has operated well when everyone is against them. And when everyone is doubting them, mm-hmm. after the Cleveland game, and everybody's like, what is this? And after the bye, everybody's like, what is this? That's when they came together. So maybe it's a little better for them to be doubted a little bit rather than everyone praising them and telling them how good they are. So I just keep thinking
about... Heads down.
What's that?
Head is down. We smell the perfume. We're not drinking it.
Oh, right.
No drink.
Right, no drink.
We're not drinking the perfume. We smell it. Now, no, we're not drinking it.
Jack, I assume you are on my side on this one.
You got to mix in with a loss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Mixing a loss over there.
Well, because
there,
there's no better motivation than a nice little loss to get them right back where they need to be. And always have that little, the little carrot be dangling in front of you. You're not as good as the Ravens. You're not as good as the Ravens. We lost to the Ravens. Remember when we lost to the Ravens? That's called fuel for a title. Come on. That's...
Man, let me tell you this. You probably were saying when they played San Francisco, oh, yeah, this is a good loss for them. They're going to refocus.
No, I said it's over. This is what I said. They broke us.
Exactly.
They broke us.
Yeah, but I'm talking about him. He was a loss motivates the team, and this and that and other nonsense.
Had they lost the first game of the year last year, the Patriots, like I said, last year's collapse doesn't happen.
All right. So we do have a next question today.
Yes.
And it's not Thanksgiving themed. I'm sorry. No. I can only hear so many people say that cranberry sauce is their favorite side.
Is it stuffing or dressing?
In our house, it's stuffing, but
I don't surprise you.
Yeah, right. But that said, so we'll talk some Thanksgiving. But,
yes.
But our next question, and the prize is you get to be officially a Foxhole guy, is I mentioned yesterday that I welled up a little bit at the end of Gladiator 2.
And I don't see anything wrong with
cried a little bit.
Yeah.
So for next question today, it's going to be, give us the last movie you cried during. What movie made you cry? Now, Ike, I know you're not a huge crier.
No.
But you cry every once in a while during a movie.
I do.
So give us one that you cried during.
Well, I brought up Titanic yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I've been mocked about that.
Yes. See, at least Gladiator's a dude movie.
Yeah,
I'm crying
I get it. Yeah. Well, hold on. Is it more acceptable to cry after Titanic? What are you crying for at the Gladiator?
I'm crying at his. Well, I don't want to give away the movie. I can't say what I'm crying during because I don't want
somebody died.
No, I don't want to ruin the movie for it. It just came out.
It was Gladiator.
Last week.
Somebody died.
It wasn't about the dying.
Okay.
It was about triumph. I cried when people overcome. When they triumph.
Okay.
I get a little misty-eyed during triumph.
Okay.
Jack, do you have a movie you cried during?
Big Salty?
Yeah.
Well, not really. But besides the 2008 video yearbook for the Fells?
Yearbook.
Come on, man. I welled up every time. I would say, because I was trying to think of one, because I'm not a big softy like you two.
No.
Yeah.
You can tell he has no emotional intelligence,
right?
Man.
Zero.
But I said Marley and Me. I cry at the end of Marley and Me.
Marley and Me.
Is that dog movie? I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Dog movie.
I'm sure I would. I can't watch dog movies, actually.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, because I will cry.
Right. Like Air Bud.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Air Bud, I never saw.
Air Bud's a tough one.
Really? Does Air Bud die at that?
Nah, Air Bud survives.
Okay, then what are you crying about?
Air Bud does not die. It's a kid's movie.
Yeah, but hold on. I think if I'm getting Air Bud right, which I might be wrong about, they had to let Air Bud go for a little bit. And then don't come back, Air Bud.
Oh, really?
And then Air Bud came back.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're right or wrong because I think Air Bud once. I think I've seen it once.
Well, there was three of them.
Yeah. So. Oh, my God. I know I haven't seen three of them.
Air Bud was a flick back in the day.
Yeah, I've never seen Air Bud.
Yeah, but right. I'm pretty sure an Air Bud won.
Marley and Me, Luke Wilson?
No, Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson,
and it was based in Westchester. But... It was filmed in Westchester, so okay. It really hit extra home. But I would say Marley and Me and Air Bud. I'm pretty sure in Air Bud 1, they said, "Go away, Air Bud."
Yeah, I cried during that.
Yeah, you come running back like a hero.
You can't send Air Bud away.
Yeah, oh, especially a beautiful golden retriever.
All right. I'm not a golden retriever guy.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think it's a good thing if the Eagles lose on Sunday? And next question today, to become an official Foxhole guy, and Foxhole guys cry, tell us the last movie you cried during. We'll get to the phones right after Jack tells you about Scott Honda.
Getting early reports, it was not Air Bud. But either way, you've heard me talk about my friends from Scott Honda in Westchester, where I bought my first car, and my current Honda. Well, I recently test drove Honda's first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue. The Prologue is sleek, yet sporty and packed with technology. It also is very spacious for adventures and growing families like myself. So, celebrate happy Honda days at Scott Honda at Westchester and now in Vineland, New Jersey. And when you go, make sure you test out the new Prologue. Plus, ask about the unbelievable deals on the Prologue right now. Visit ScottAutoGroup.com. That's ScottAutoGroup.com. And tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Good thing if the Eagles lose on Sunday, yes or no? Jack and I have presented a great case. Ike says no. Corey in Columbus leads us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, I don't know, Spike. We love having characters like you, because I don't know when you be waking up. You a coffee drinker?
First thing, I drink one cup of coffee. Yes.
Yeah.
You probably don't got no cream, just straight black.
Correct. Balls. Correct.
All right. Cause I'm like this dude waking up like, should we have a loss this week? Come
yes,
on, man.
That's hey, what's happening.
No, we got college football mentality. Every week is do or die. I told y'all on Monday, this ain't Elliott's boxing class. Where every team show up, we whoop their ass. And I know Jack, y'all texting back and forth. See, they kicked you out of that chain. I know you. I know they got a side chain going. and that's my bone. Hey, I said I had a bone to pick with Ike. That's my bone, Ike.
Yeah.
You've been a little bit soft lately. You've been letting these two get a little bit too slick.
Just run wild, man. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah, I've been letting y'all say a little bit. You know when you were a kid and your parents let you get away with a little bit, and every once in a while your mom and dad pull out that belt. Say, hey, I didn't let you get away with too much. Y'all been getting away with a little bit too much.
Well, I never got the belt.
Put your foot on these dudes' neck. Listen. We ain't losing to Lamar Jackson. What are you talking about, Spike? You talking about they might bring up some weaknesses.
Yes.
Ain't nobody in the NFL like Lamar. So we ain't going to see him to the Super Bowl. Ain't nobody. Jared Goff ain't doing what they ain't got nobody like that. Who else? 49ers ain't got nobody. Green Bay ain't got nobody like that.
They have a great rushing attack. It'll be a good test to see where our rush defense is.
Every day in practice. That's enough.
It's not the same thing. And Corey, here's the other thing, and this is about your guy Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's had a nice little streak of not turning the ball over, but wouldn't a bad game from Michael Jordan where he puts the ball in harm's way be a nice reminder about what he should be doing?
No,
don't you want that happening now?
No, because when that happens, all y'all going to say is, I don't know if Jalen Hurts good enough to take it to the Super Bowl. Don't try to spin this story on us. Don't try to do it. No, it's a college football mindset. Every week, we going to lose the last game because, you know, we ain't going to need to play. Saquon going to give him the day off. Hurts, A.J. Brown, rest of us. So we probably going to lose the last game. So, no, that sticks a podcast. Hey. Rice and Ricky, that's an A-plus podcast. Listen to that. But we don't got no schedule losses on this side. I know that's what Doc Rivers and them used to do. We don't do that on this side. Every week is game day winning. All right? Now, let me get this real quick. Second of all, Jack, my boy, okay. Hey, man, he been talking to him. He said, Jack been a little bit too slick with the tongue. He said, I got a list for him.
Yep.
Jack better watch it. He said he's gonna start pulling it back layer like layer, like Lamar did.
He did come after Jack yesterday. He came after Jack a little bit.
Jack got a sharp tongue with OK Andrew.
Yeah, well, it's all motivation.
Put some respect on his name. You know, that's all I'm saying. You know, he said he got a bag. All right.
Give us a movie you cried during. Give us a movie you cried.
By the way, I also The brothers, we call that, you know, we call that dressing. You know, I know. That's dressing.
Right, well, again, the dressing, people apparently call gravy sauce or whatever.
Well, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, come on, man. Tomato sauce. Gravy's brown.
Well, so this was a tough decision because I'm an emotional guy. Y'all know that. Yeah. I show my emotion on my sleeve. I'm going to go with the Green Mile. That's a good movie.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love the Green Mile.
Couple of tears.
Yeah, man. Right. Yeah, man. You know, he had that friend of mouth and all that. Come on.
All right, Corey.
Yeah. John Coffey. Do you like the Green Mile?
So it was so long ago. I remember liking it. Yeah, I remember liking it, but I barely remember the movie.
It's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's Tom Hanks.
Well, he's one of the five greatest actors I've ever seen.
And I believe The Green Mile is a Stephen King story as well. I believe it's
a Stephen King book.
No, I think it's a Stephen King book. I don't know who directed the movie, but the story, I believe, is a Stephen King
story.
Okay,
makes sense, yeah.
Because actually, him bringing up Tom Hanks reminded me, I cried during Castaway as well. I cried at the end of Castaway. Yeah.
So which part did you cry with Castaway?
So this is the true softy point of me.
I love Castaway as a movie. It was the sad part.
When he comes back and he goes to see Helen Hunt, his former love, who is now married or whatever, and they have that moment.
Cold-blooded, she couldn't hang on.
No. Well, like everybody thought he was dead.
How long was it?
I don't know, a couple years, I think.
I'll tell you what, Renee better make sure they find my body. Before you go off and get married again, I don't give a damn how long it's been.
You're saying if you went back to the house, it wouldn't be quite as emotional as it was with Tom Hanks and Helen
Hunt. You better make sure I'm completely gone. Yeah, you better make sure they find the body.
Yeah, I remember, you know, it's funny. I said the same thing about Gladiator. I saw Gladiator so long ago that I remember watching it, remember liking it, but I didn't remember all of the parts of it. I feel like Green Mile is the same way. I don't remember crying during it, though.
Yeah. It's a good movie, though, Green Mile.
215.
And Castaway. That's another good one.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Brian in Abington. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
First up, Spike and Jack. How you guys doing?
Good. What about Ike?
Sorry, Ike.
Yep, yeah, it's all good.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was trying not to break the your rules. I'm sorry.
By saying hello to everyone. Yes.
Yeah, well, not asking everyone how their day's going.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
One, I was saying, Eagles cannot lose this game Sunday. Absolutely not. It's not a scheduled loss.
I'm not saying a scheduled loss. I'm saying that given where it is in the schedule, given who it's against, I think it actually might be a productive thing. I'll tell you, if they win out, I will be terrified going into the playoffs that they're due for a loss.
I'll be okay if they lose if Saquon goes for 250 and three touchdowns and Lamar has three picks.
Exactly.
See, you guys are talking like Sixers fans now.
No, everyone's thinking about gambling. Put the FanDuel apps down.
Nope.
And for the greater good of the football team.
Yeah. Put a futures bet, hedge on your Saquon MVP bet by putting a futures bet on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. There you go. Everything's great. You know,
I don't gamble, so I have nothing on this.
Okay.
Oh, my ass.
Do not gamble at all. So, Spike, there's a thing that you talk about your power ranks in fantasy and how points should matter.
Yep.
And I would agree with you. The last year I did fantasy football, I went 1-13. I had the second most points in the league.
How the hell you go 1-13?
I played everybody on their best week.
Yeah, well, I have the third most points against me this year in fantasy. I could understand. Now, I have the best team. I'm going to win the championship.
I can't even complain. I can't even, because in one of my other leagues, I'm in the same
situation.
Predicament, yes.
1-13.
I'm in the second most points in the league, but I'm sixth right now.
Yep.
In the league. I'm on the edge of not even making the damn playoffs.
Brian, 1-13 with the second
that's
most
pretty bad.
That is rough.
I got made fun of for the first 6 weeks because I was 0-6, and then eventually they were like, this isn't even funny anymore. Like, you're putting up the second most points every week in the season, and you lose.
So, Brian, give us a movie you cried during.
It was right a couple years after my dad died, the movie Onward.
I haven't seen it.
Onward.
It's a Pixar movie about losing their dad, and they go on a journey. And the guy, at the end of the movie, he sees his dad after he passed away, and I watched it with my son, and I was crying like a child.
That sounds rough. Very sorry about your father, by the way. But that sounds tough. Now, I actually just thought of, I'm not a cartoon movie guy, but I just thought of a cartoon movie I cried during. I'm not going to say during, but this is all bringing up memories of other
times you've cried.
Other times I've cried during movies, yeah.
A way to be vulnerable.
So Jack had a Thanksgiving question for everyone that we're going to do next.
Oh.
That is...
Did I know about it?
Yeah, we talked about it. It's sort of station related. Okay. But it's for you who are listening to the show. So we
and I've already completely forgot.
Yeah, yeah. You'll remember as soon as he brings it up. Yeah.
More problems in the meetings.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Jack's big Thanksgiving question is next. And Nick Kostos joins us in about 20 minutes to help you with your holiday weekend gambling. So that is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.